1, 2, 3.
Hey everyone, welcome to the No Sidebar Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Gardner, and I'm here to help you identify the things that stand in the way of building your online business. Together, we'll learn how to eliminate the unnecessary, increase conversion, design a better business, and build a more beautiful web. That's the long version of the show description. If you're looking for the cliff notes, I'll be talking about design, content, and everything in between. Today's a monumental day for me as it marks the very first episode of the No Sidebar Podcast. Before we get started, I have a few things I'd like to mention. No Sidebar is brought to you by Authority Rainmaker, a carefully designed live educational experience that presents a complete and effective online marketing strategy to help you immediately accelerate your business. Don't miss the opportunity to see Dan Pink, Sally Hogshead, punk legend Henry Rollins, and many other incredible speakers. Not to mention the secret sauce of it all, building real-world relationships with other attendees and having the chance to sit down and enjoy a cup of coffee with me at Starbucks. Get all the details right now at rainmaker.fm/event, and we look forward to seeing you in Denver, Colorado this May. That's rainmaker.fm/event. As I mentioned earlier, this is the very first episode of the No Sidebar Podcast. I wanted to kick things off by answering 5 questions I've been frequently asked over the past couple of months. First one up is Joe from Indiana. Joe writes, "Hey Brian, I'm going to cut right to the chase. I've been following you on social media for a while now and see you've been moving in a new direction with your stuff. What's this No Sidebar thing and how did it come about?" No Sidebar is something that, as a phrase, is only a few months old, and I'll get back to that just here in a bit. Bigger picture, though, the ideas behind No Sidebar dates back to the end of 2013 when I came across a book called Packing Light, written by a very good friend of mine, Allison Vesterfeldt. Here's what she had to say about it. "Just when I had given up all hope of finding the life I'd always dreamed about, I decided to take a trip to all 50 states because when you go on a trip, you can't take your baggage. What I found was that packing light wasn't as easy as I thought it was." As I was reading through the book, I found myself resonating with a number of things that she was sharing, many of which at the very core came back to the idea of living a simple and intentional life. This began a personal journey to look inward, and I wanted to identify the things I had in my own life that I deemed were unnecessary. As a guy who spent the better part of the last decade being infatuated with design, I knew where the first logical place to start was: my own website. I realized that I needed to figure out what the purpose of it was before I could go through and see what was necessary or not. That took a little bit of time, but was definitely worth it. At that point, I had a clear vision of what I needed on my website, and ultimately what I didn't need on my website. Ironically, most of the things that I realized I didn't need were sitting in my sidebar. So instead of picking and choosing what should stay there, I simply removed it. I found that I was able to find creative ways to display a few things that I knew I wanted to keep, like an email opt-in form, links to my social media accounts and whatnot. In the end, I took an approach to my website called intentional design. This is exactly what it sounds like, being intentional with the design and layout of your website. For those of you who don't know me, I founded a company called StudioPress, where we sell premium WordPress themes. There, I've had the pleasure of designing a number of the themes we currently have available for sale. It shouldn't come as a surprise to you that some of our themes have a very distinct look to them, one that many would consider minimal design. This is something that I've embraced over the last year, and some of those themes, you guessed it, have no sidebar. There's a whole lot more to the no sidebar story, and I'll get into that later on in the episode and with those that follow. Next question comes from Kim in Arizona. She asks, "It seems to me that encouraging folks to remove a sidebar has a limited opportunity to change the world. Is that truly your angle, or do you have something in mind that goes well beyond that?" Well, that's a great question, Kim, and no, removing sidebars on a website isn't truly my angle. It's part of the angle, but definitely not all of it. One of the fears I had in calling this whole thing No Sidebar was that it would be taken literally, and not metaphorically as I had intended it to be. From a personal standpoint, I have adopted the No Sidebar in areas that go well beyond my website, and that's really where I want to take this podcast. Yes, I'll definitely spend some time talking about minimal design, the removal of sidebars and whatnot, but at the core, I think there's a much bigger conversation to be had. All right, let's head south for a minute. Heather from Alabama asks me this. "Since you're truly not talking about just minimalism here, who are the types of people you hope to have on the show, and what does that look like for the audience you want to grow? Well, a lot of inspiration for the No Sidebar movement does come from what I'll call the usual suspects of simple living. This would include a few of my good friends, such as Joshua Becker of Becoming Minimalist, Courtney Carver of Be More With Less, and Tish Oxenreiter of The Art of Simple. I'll be weaving some of the episodes in and out of the topics they typically cover on their blogs, and this will focus primarily on the lifestyle element of No Sidebar. But there's a whole other side to all of this, and that's the business and entrepreneurial side, something I'm really excited to cover. Over there, I hope to interview and provide soundbites from folks like Brian Clark, Chris Brogan, Danielle Smith, and Jeff Goins. There are countless others as well, but these will be among the first folks I reach out to. So here's a question that I expected to talk more about in a future episode, but I'll answer it in short here. Stacy from the state of California asks, I've noticed that a lot of your design lately appears to be a reflection of this no sidebar mentality. Tell me about what goes on inside your mind with that. Where did it come from? Who has influenced you? And what specifically are you trying to get across to those who follow? Well, you're correct, Stacy. And yes, your observations are completely on point. Over the last year or two, I have adopted a minimalistic approach when it comes to web design. This covers many things, from typography to white space, mixed in with monochromatic color schemes, as well as the obvious omission of sidebars. In short, I believe that, in most cases, websites should be a reflection of the old cliché, less is more. There will be plenty of opportunities for me to explain what I really mean with all of this as the podcast moves forward. After all, design is something that I'm really passionate about and want to share with our audience. As far as those who I've been influenced by, without a doubt, the first person that comes to mind is Bill Kenny from an agency called Focus Lab. I came across his work on Dribbble about 2 years ago, and I believe is some of the best stuff I've seen on the planet. Whenever I'm having creative block, his portfolio page is the first place I go, and it usually doesn't take long for me to get going. All right, last question from my buddy Ken, who lives in the mountains of eastern Idaho. He asks, I've been listening to Brian Clark and Robert Bruce over at the New Rainmaker podcast and was really excited to hear them mention this network you guys are forming. I'm curious to know what kind of format you'll have here at No Sidebar. Well, this is another great question, and to be honest, one that I'm not sure I have a great answer to. I will say there's a good story to tell about the format of the show, and the gist of it is that it has changed a number of times over the last couple of weeks. I had originally wanted to go with the straight interview format, but the idea of doing that and doing it well, week in and week out, was truthfully a bit hard for me to tackle. I've never been a fan of public speaking, and that dates way back to my days in junior high school. I disliked doing speeches and was never in the drama club and simply didn't like the spotlight being put on me. Fast forward 30 years and things have pretty much remained unchanged. Even last year, I spoke at our Authority Rainmaker conference in Denver, and that had my stomach doing hula hoops for days leading up to it. With that said, I decided to keep the format of the show flexible, and by that I mean not commit to a specific format, but leave it open to a variety of things that I think you all might enjoy. For now, expect a mix of monologues, short interviews and sound bites, along with some back and forth riffing with some of my favorite people like Allison Westerfeld. To stick with the notion of no sidebar, the podcast will remain relatively short and easy to digest. Obviously, more on that to come, as you'll see what I mean with the upcoming shows. Well, our time here is just about up, and I wanted to thank you so much for listening to the show. If you like what you're hearing here at the No Sidebar podcast, the best way to support it is to just take a few seconds and leave a rating and or a comment over on iTunes. For more, head on over to nosidebar.com and sign up for our newsletter. Each week, my friend Allison Westerfeld and I curate the very best and most interesting articles when it comes to designing a simple life. At work, at home, and in the soul. Until next time, this has been Brian Gardner. Out.